persons who have serious interests.
You want to put it here? That's all right.
Those who have serious interest in the subject, shraddha. Everything begins, faith means interest. We go to some lecture, we go to some anything, because we have some faith that something will be there that may be of interest. We may not be thoroughly convinced, but we start with some interest, ado shraddha. So the munis are seriously inquisitive, and when they come in touch with the pure devotees of the Lord, they become strong in spiritual faith. Jnana vairagya yuktaya, not sentimentally. Faith doesn't have to mean blind faith. Faith, just as I have faith in Bank of America, or I have faith in some, because I know what the Bank of America is, how it works, how much money is there, who's on the board of directors. Or I have no faith, because I know that they're all cheaters and rogues, and that they've swindled so many people. It's based on knowledge, not just on sentiment. It's based on knowledge. So jnana, is required, not simply sentiment. One should have knowledge also. And vairagya, raga means attachment. And vairagya means detachment, vairagya. I think some of the acharyas have derived a different meaning of vairagya, meaning intense attachment. So when one is attentive, Vishishtu rupena, yes. Vishishtu rupena, raga. So, intense attachment. When one is intensely attached to Krishna and detached from Maya, that's vairagya, actual vairagya. Yes. Vairagya. Jnana vairagya yukta. Yukta means connected. When devotional service is not a sentimental thing, that's the cliche is that jnana is for people of the head and bhakti is for people of the heart. Isn't that nice? But that's their misunderstanding. Bahunam janmanamante jnanavan mam prapadyate. Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudhu. One surrenders to Krishna after coming to the culmination of knowledge. The jnanis are searching for knowledge. And jnanavan means one who actually has knowledge. When one actually has transcendental knowledge, he surrenders to Krishna. Vasudeva sarvamiti. Krishna is everything. Where else will I go? Why should I go elsewhere? Krishna includes Brahma. Krishna includes Paramatma. Krishna is Bhagavan. So let me surrender to Krishna. Krishna includes all the demigods. Krishna includes even Narayan, all the other avatars. So let me surrender to Krishna. Vasudeva sarvamiti. Samahatma. He's not simply a sentimental person. He's a person with expanded, broad-minded person with expanded intelligence. Bhaktya shruta grihitya. How have they gotten that transcendental knowledge? Shruta grihitya. By hearing from the proper source. The knowledge, people expect spiritual knowledge just going to fall from the trees. Everything else, you have to study, you have to follow some discipline, but spiritual enlightenment should just descend. No. There's some process for spiritual enlightenment, and that process is hearing, especially. We should hear from the right source, the devotee of the Lord, and by hearing, fortify our knowledge and our detachment also. That was explained. Janayati Ashu Vairagyam.
Vasudeve
Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Priyojita. Janayati Ashu Vairagyam. Gyanam Chayadavaitakam. By devotional service. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga. By the process of Bhakti Yoga, the knowledge and detachment will very quickly follow. Therefore, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Vairagya Vidya Nijapakti Yoga Shikshartameka Purusha Purana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Shiridhari Kripambute Ya Tamaham Kripatya Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya. Surrender to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he came to teach. He's the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and he came to teach his own devotional service along with transcendental knowledge, or as Prabhupada says here, fortified by transcendental knowledge and detachment. Srila Rupa Goswami, when he describes the symptoms of ecstasy, mentions detachment as the most reliable indicator. There are other indicators, tears in the eyes, shivering of the body, and so on. But he especially mentions detachment, because one may imitate the other external ecstatic symptoms. One can put a little chili in the eye and show tears. By practice, you can shiver. And then go off and smoke a bidi or find your girlfriend or whatever it is. But detachment requires some substance. One actually has to have something to become detached from the material entanglement. And that's where the show bottle people, as Prabhupada would say, that's where they fall short. When you scratch the surface and find out a little bit more about their activities, you find out that attachment plays a prominent role in their life, material attachment. They can't give up sex life, they can't give up intoxicants. We find sometimes people can't give up meat eating. So the real symptom of ecstasy is here, detachment. Detachment from Maya and attachment to Krishna. Prabhupada explains here that the three features of the Absolute Truth earlier discussed are progressive features. Bhagavan is the highest, Paramatma and Brahma successively lower. And so the different methods for realizing them are also first class, second class, third class. The devotees realize Bhagavan, the yogis realize the Paramatma, and the gyanis realize the impersonal Brahma. But actually the yogis realize Brahma and Paramatma, and the devotees realize all three features. Then Prabhupada mentions that there are three classes of devotees also. Material devotees are more attached to material benefit than transcendental profit. They're simply attracted by the preliminary process of worshipping the deity in the temple. Don't we see this a lot? That people come to the temple, they worship the deity, they're seeking blessings for the smooth progress of their material life, and that's basically it. That doesn't go much further than that. Piety is there, some devotion is there, but there's not very much knowledge. Even the devotion, sometimes it may be for Krishna, sometimes for Shiva, sometimes for Ganesh, sometimes depending what day of the week it is, literally. literally, depending on what day of the week it is. So they have some devotion. Sometimes it may even be exclusively devotion to Krishna. But they don't have very much knowledge about Krishna, nor very much detachment. Attachment to material life is very strong. So they're called the third class devotees, Prakriti Bhakta. Prakriti means from Prakriti, matter. They're just above the material platform. They're devotees, which is extraordinary. Manusyanam Sahasreshu, we have so many. Someone becomes a devotee. So it's not an ordinary thing. But they're the third class devotees. They're the third class devotees. A third class devotee has to receive the instructions on devotional service from the authoritative sources of Bhagavatam. The number one Bhagavata is the established personality of a devotee, and the other Bhagavatam is the message of Godhead. The third class devotee, therefore, has to go to the personality of devotee in order to learn the instructions of devotional service. Such a personality of devotee is not a professional man who earns his livelihood by the business of Bhagavatam. Such a devotee must be a representative of Sukadeva Goswami, like Suta Goswami, and must preach the cult of devotional service for the all-around benefit of all people. A neophyte devotee has very little taste for hearing from the authorities. Such a neophyte devotee makes a show of hearing from the professional man to satisfy his senses. This sort of hearing and chanting has spoiled the whole thing. So one should be very careful about the faulty process. The holy messages of Godhead, as inculcated in the Bhagavad Gita or in the Srimad Bhagavatam, are undoubtedly transcendental subjects. But even though they are so, such transcendental matters are not to be received from the professional man, who spoils them, as the serpent spoils milk simply by the touch of his tongue. So the process of upliftment for the neophyte devotee is to hear from the advanced devotee. But as Prabhupada points out, they don't have so much taste for it. If they have a taste for hearing, they want to hear from the professional reciters, who are really good. They make a good show. They speak very nicely. They look good. They have their little bhajan band to accompany them. So they recite something. Then there's a little, little flute music in the background or some tabla. And then things break out. And it's really quite a show. But the hearers don't get the real benefit of scientific knowledge of Godhead. And they typically, the professional reciter is not in the position of detachment like Sukadeva Goswami, Suta Goswami. Generally, they're in the householder order, and their Bhagavatam recitation is their means of livelihood. Or sometimes they're supporting some charity, something. But they rarely come in the sampradaya system and give real transcendental knowledge. Typically, they'll recite Bhagavatam 1 week, and then another week it may be Shiva Purana or Devi Bhagavat. We have so many items in stock according to what the customer orders. They're ready to speak on Ram Katha, or Durga Katha, or Shiva Katha, or Krishna Katha, or Ganesh Katha, or any Katha that the audience wants to hear. But the audience doesn't want to hear about detachment. The audience doesn't want to hear about control of the mind, control of the senses, giving up excessive, unnecessary material things. That they don't want to hear. So that the professional reciters don't talk about. They talk about things that will please the hearers. But a pure devotee has no other motive than to enlighten the audience in the science of Krishna. He can say anything without having to worry about pleasing the audience. They may be pleased or not pleased. He's not their paid servant. He's there for the service of Krishna. So the neophyte devotee who hears from such an advanced devotee will actually get the benefit of Srimad Bhagavatam. We saw that Prabhupada didn't put on a slick show. He didn't speak and, you know, cultivate a nice beard to cut the profile and then speak raskata for a week or for a week and have a nice band to accompany him to build the emotion. No. He simply spoke the message of Krishna as he heard it from the previous acharyas, and see the result, how so many people have become seriously Krishna conscious all over the world. A sincere man, sincere devotee, must therefore be prepared to hear the Vedic literature, like the Upanishads, Vedanta, and other literatures left by the previous authorities or Goswamis, for the benefit of his progress. Without hearing such literatures, one cannot make actual progress, and without hearing and following the instructions, the show of devotional service becomes worthless, and therefore a sort of disturbance on the path of devotional service. Unless, therefore, devotional service is established on the principles of Shruti, Smriti, Purana, and Pancharatra authorities, the make-show of devotional service should at once be rejected. An authorized devotee should never be recognized as a pure devotee. By assimilation of such messages from the Vedic literatures, one can see the all-pervading, localized aspect of the personality of Godhead within his own self constantly. This is called samadhi. So Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatra, Vinindana, Vaikantiki, Harir, Bhaktir, Utpatayaiva Kalpate. Without being directed by the Shruti, Vedic literature, the Puranas, the supplementary literature, Shruti, Smriti, Itihasa, Purana, Puranadi, Pancharatra, Narada Pancharatra, Vidhi. There are so many rules and regulations, not simply stories, but directions. Do this, don't do that. Pancharatra, Vidhi, Vina. Without all of this, Vaikantiki, Harir Bhaktir, Utpatayaiva Kalpate. Devotional service simply becomes utpatai. Utpata means off track. Pat means the path, the track. And utpata means off the track. Off the track. A disturbance. When there's some deviation from the path of the Mahajanas, Mahajana Yena Gatasa Tanta, then it creates a disturbance. If we lead people off the track, then... So the devotional service should be understood not by sentiment, not simply by what we've heard from what we saw in the movie, but what we've heard from the authorities. And when we properly follow the process of hearing from the authorities, then we'll be able to see Krishna within. What is that? In Bhagavad Gita, so it says. That one sees the self within oneself within a short time. So this is the process for seeing Krishna factually. It's not imagination, oh, I saw Krishna. But it's a fact for one who follows the process. Some question? Yeah.
see that we have temples that, which have sprung up all over the world, but we see also that maybe a few hundred Janmasthami, most temples, especially outside of India, and even in India, small percentage are coming to Vaishnava temples, which are situated in Kurumbra. So, and even people who may visit, and they come with their, like a full cup, they're satisfied with some like jnana or yoga or mystical something that they're already in, not attracted.
Could you speak up, please?
Yeah, okay. So they come and they're not attracted, and so how are we to understand that the world is going to take to Krishna consciousness?
I don't understand whether the world will take to Krishna consciousness or not. We're just going to teach it. If people take it, that's good. If they don't take it, it's their tough luck. Yes?
Often we read the verses that by devotional service we can attain Krishna, and then sometimes that gets translated to doing devotional service, sometimes at the expense of the process of chanting Hare Krishna. So how do we...
chanting Hare Krishna is also doing devotional service.
I know, and then you hear other people say, well, you know, that's Vaidya Bhakti, I am the champion. You know, I spontaneously feel like chanting. And how do you convince people that no matter what, we should be chanting those 16 rounds, and, you know, even sometimes if we're not spontaneously.
Well, it depends on how serious they are, you know. If a person wants to cheat himself, that's one thing. Or if a person just doesn't have much understanding, that's another thing. So we just try to give them what the actual process is, and if they're serious, they should take it. You can't, just to harass them, you have to chant so many rounds, you have to chant so many rounds. But if they're serious, we have to present the thing as it is. And if they patiently hear, then they'll get some understanding. Or if they're not going to chant, all right, do something. Do some service, give some money, read the books. That's also
more, you know, older devotees.
Older devotees.
The process, and they're very much engaged, and you know that they think that it's okay to slack off, and they seem to get by even doing it. You know?
Well, we have a lot of experience with devotees who've done a lot of service and not chanted. It tends to catch up with them. Mm-hmm. So we try to encourage them to chant. What can we do?
Well, the Prabhupada, I don't know what he didn't say. He's not chanting, the Prabhupada said, well, go ahead and let him do his service.
Yeah, that's the thing. At least do some, you know, if you're not going to chant, then read, then give money, do something.
In the Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada mentions that Rupa Goswami's discussion that some scholars say that Jnana and Vairagya are necessary preliminary prerequisites for bhakti.
Mm.
And Rupa Goswami
says no.
Says no. Bhakti is independent.
Mm.
And of course, this is further elucidated in Vaishnava Chakravarti Thakur's Mandoya Gandhavan, that bhakti is actually at the disposal of the Vairagya.
Mm.
So, what is the relationship? And then, of course, there's a verse you quoted, Vasudeva Bhagavati, that Jnana and Vairagya are the children of bhakti, the symptoms of bhakti.
Mm. That Jnana Vairagya should be within the context of bhakti. Simply, one may cultivate Jnana for lifetimes and not get bhakti, or be very detached and not get bhakti. Then it's useless. But if one cultivates bhakti, then one should develop knowledge. Knowledge doesn't mean, for the speculator, knowledge means impersonal knowledge or other kinds of knowledge. But the devotee should try to understand Krishna. That's knowledge. Ketra ketragneor gyanam yattaj gyanam yattamana. To understand the soul, the super soul, the difference between the soul and the body. To understand the science of Krishna, that's knowledge. Or Krishna himself is all knowledge absolute. So one should try to, knowledge means finally to know Krishna. In the 13th chapter, when Krishna explains the object of knowledge, the object of knowledge is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Super Soul, Param Brahma. So our knowledge is not the dry, speculative knowledge, but we should try to know Krishna.
So in other words, the object of our knowledge should be Krishna, the object of our karma activity should be.
Yeah. Detachment should be detachment from Maya and attachment to Krishna. Otherwise, if we have a sentiment for bhakti, Prabhupada said, today you come on sentiment, tomorrow you leave on sentiment. And that's the nature of sentiment. It changes. But intelligence is the next door neighbor of the soul. So if we understand these things by our intelligence, then it becomes fixed. We see people, they come, they love to chant, they love to do this, they love to do that, and then they're out. Because they don't have so much understanding, and they don't have so much detachment. So if one seriously performs devotional service in the right way, then it's expected that knowledge and detachment will come along. Since you mentioned children, you know, if we're married, then we expect that children will also come. So that should be there. Knowledge of Krishna, detachment. Because devotional service is not just, you know, although it's bhakti, it's interesting, Prabhupada translates bhakti differently from most translators. They usually say love. But Prabhupada says devotional service. It's not just love. I love Krishna. It's all in my heart. You know, we know some sahaja groups. They have divine love, but they don't have very much knowledge. They don't have very much detachment. They just have love. So Prabhupada didn't come to teach that kind of love. He came to teach the science of devotional service. There's a difference. Is that all right?
Yeah, I just understand it all.
All right. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Sir, making me Saramoga Lila.
Surreal.
Yeah, he's real.
Surreal.
Sir.